for the best in gospel. Every Sunday, join me, Six Eyes, for the Six Eyes Gospel Show, only on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Get your praise on without leaving the house. Bring you the best in gospel with music and scripture. The Six Eyes Gospel Show. Every Sunday, 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. The Six Eyes Gospel Show. Praise the Lord. So spread the gospel by calling 424-243-9617 to listen in. Six Eyes Gospel.
If you look into my eyes, you see life has tried to get the best of me. I know the giver of life personally.
And welcome one, welcome all. This here is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang with you on another Wednesday night Bible study night here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. And we want to say welcome to our cast of the Six Eyes Radio Network, Brother Six, Sister Nikhail, Road, the whole cast, Sister Ruth, Emily, and want to say welcome to also our surrounding city and states and our countries near and far. All of you, welcome, 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 and welcome to you who've also called 424-243-9617, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation, just like we hear from Six here. Amen. How you doing, buddy?
All right. How you doing, sir? Good evening.
Doing awesome. Doing awesome. Got your cup of coffee?
Switched up today. Huh? I got some warming up, though, but I'm drinking a Pepsi right now. But the coffee's coming.
Ah, there you go. Me and,
pink lemonade.
We got some pink lemonade over here tonight because of the heat. Phew.
There you go.
So,
switch up is good.
Yep. Why not?
Yep.
So we're going to have an awesome show for you tonight with... Have an awesome show with music, scripture, the Bloodhound of Scripture, the buffet, and, of course, a good message. So be ready for all of that. And so we'll see who's going to do the message tonight, either Pastor Bonnet or I. So it's going to be an awesome show no matter which. Amen. Little commentary. And on the buffet for tonight, just be ready to turn your Bibles to the 1 Corinthians 13, 14, 15, and 16. So let's get this show off with a word of prayer. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you for getting us on the woke list, Lord Jesus, because with you, it's not only another day, but with you, Jesus, it's always another way. We don't have to do the things we've done, don't have to do the things we used to say, but Lord, we got with you another way. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to touch our hearts now, Lord. Let this show be honor and glorifying to you. We give you the wheel, Lord Jesus, because with you taking the wheel, Lord Jesus, we can sit back and enjoy a ride that will be awesome and the best that we can have. Lord Jesus, we ask for that sinner who is near his tail right now, that something we say or do may be uplifting to them, that they come saying, I yield, I yield. Knowing that your word says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the heart, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. We ask you, Lord, that you would just touch their heart tonight, knowing that your word also said that whosoever, meaning anybody, calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Lord Jesus, we ask you to touch their hearts right now tonight. Let this be their night. And then, Lord Jesus, for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing. Whatever they need to keep on keeping on for you, whether it be mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, we ask you to give them that which they need tonight. And then, Lord Jesus, your children around the globe, we ask you the same blessing. so they could keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, we ask also for the men, women, boys, and girls out there right now on the face of this planet, Lord Jesus, with all the shootings and the killings and the murders, rapes, and all that going on, Lord Jesus. We ask you to help them to love their neighbors as themselves. Because if they did, that sure enough would be a lot less. And Lord Jesus, if we love our neighbors as ourselves, we ultimately be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you. So Lord Jesus, we ask all this in your mighty name. Everybody said amen and amen.
Amen. And we got another
right. Oh, welcome, Mama Six. Welcome, welcome.
Hey, how you doing, sweetheart?
Welcome. Awesome. So, we're ready for a good show. We're going to get kicked off with some good dancing music. So, Six, get on your dancing shoes, and let's see if you could dance with that there Pepsi, all right?
All right.
All right.
I got
get out your Facebook page. Here we go. We're going to see Six dancing with a Pepsi tonight. Amen. And here we go. On the Six Eyes Radio Network by calling 424 243-9617. Press the 1 and join the conversation. Amen. And?
Truth is I'm tired, options are few, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all turned down, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left. Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight. No tears to cry. Even if I try. But still, my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. What the will change? My God, take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Lay me there alone. The gaze upon.
Take me to the King. here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Amen. All right, Ruth, come on. Come on, Six, get into it. All right.
Jesus, Jesus.
All right. All right now. Come on, come on now, everybody. Praise his name. I see Dalton having a good time, too. Come on.
Hey there, Dalton. Hey, Nancy. Hey, Oklahoma. Hey, Kathy.
Here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, we just can't stop praising his name. Amen. So come on. Amen. Cuz? Amen. Thinks everything's going to be all right. Say amen. Come on now.
Amen, amen, amen.
Right.
Thank you.
Now, if you believe that, say amen. Amen, amen. Here on the Six Eyes Radio Network by calling 424-243-9617. Press the number one. Join the conversation. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we've got a question for you tonight here in this song. Amen, amen. We shall abide with him if you... Come on, Six. Let's dance. Here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Or since the song's been playing. Let's sit this one out.
Amen. All right. So, we boogied for Jesus. You enjoy that there, Six?
Oh, yeah. Good music.
All right. So, it's that time to get into the buffet. So, you hungry
right
now, Six? You dance for Jesus, time to eat. What'd you say, Six? Kind of backed off your phone there a minute.
Steak knife, I'm ready.
All right. So get out your spiritual steak knife and fork, and let's get ready to dig in. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 14, 15, and we'll finish the book at chapter 16 tonight. Amen. Amen.
Chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass, or a tinkling cymbal, though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Chapter 14. Follow after charity, and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. I would that ye all spake with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you, except I shall speak to you either by revelation, or by knowledge, or by prophesying, or by doctrine? And even things without life giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sounds, how shall it be known what is piped or harped? For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? So likewise ye, except ye utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For ye shall speak into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. Even so, ye, forasmuch as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Else, when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say, Amen, at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. I thank my God I speak with tongues more than ye all. Yet in the church I had rather speak five words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people, and yet for all that will they not hear me, saith the Lord. Wherefore, tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serveth not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. If therefore the whole church be come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that ye are mad? But if all prophesy, and there come in one that believeth not or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all. And thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest. And so, falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. How is it then, brethren, when ye come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation? Let all things be done unto edifying. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most by three, and that by course, and let one interpret. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Let the prophets speak two or three, and let the other judge. If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace. For ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn, and all may be comforted. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. What, came the word of God out from you, or came it unto you only? If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order. Chapter 15. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believed. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ's at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith, all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead, if the dead rise not at all? Why are they then baptized for the dead? And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantageth it me if the dead rise not? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. But some man will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or of some other grain. But God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh. But there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies, and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Chapter 16. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. And when I come, whomsoever ye shall approve by your letters, them will I send to bring your liberality unto Jerusalem. And if it be meet that I go also, they shall go with me. Now I will come unto you when I shall pass through Macedonia, for I do pass through Macedonia. And it may be that I will abide, yea, and winter with you, that ye may bring me on my journey whithersoever I go. For I will not see you now by the way, but I trust to tarry a while with you, if the Lord permit. But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. Now if Timotheus come, see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord as I also do. Let no man therefore despise him, but conduct him forth in peace, that he may come unto me, for I look for him with the brethren. As touching our brother Apollos, I greatly desired him to come unto you with the brethren, but his will was not at all to come at this time, but he will come when he shall have convenient time. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. I beseech you, brethren, ye know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. That ye submit yourselves unto such, and to every one that helpeth with us and laboureth. I am glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part they have supplied, for they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore acknowledge ye them that are such. The churches of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord with the church that is in their house. All the brethren greet you. Greet ye one another with an holy kiss. The salutation of me, Paul, with mine own hand. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema maranatha. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Hallelujah.
Oh boy, some good stuff tonight.
Amen.
You want your fun to see bonnets around, Ruth?
We first find chapter 13. The famous, as people call it, love chapter. Well, unfortunately, that's putting it a little less than it really is. Because we in America lessen the word that should have been there. It's a type of love, true enough. The word charity, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. But it doesn't do the word justice. The Greek word is agape, A-G-A-P-E, agape. But what does the word agape really mean? It's more than love, Ruth. It means a sacrificial kind of giving love. The kind of love that Christ did, the kind of love Christ gave for us when he died on the cross. For God so loved the world. That word loved the world there, that's agape. For God so agape'd the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. The same word there is used, same Greek word, agape. Okay? So, it's a sacrificial kind of giving love. That's a far more deeper love than just the kind of love that we call love here, which encompasses different types of love, father to mother love, father to wife love, father to son love, father to daughter love, blah, blah, blah. This far surpasses all of that. This is the kind of love where someone is willing to lay down his life for a friend. That's the kind of love we're talking about, a sacrificial kind of giving love. And we've been talking about tithing, giving, and offerings on Saturday. So this is the kind of love that we're talking about, that giving type of love. It gives, 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 and doesn't look for anything in return. Okay? Sacrificial kind of giving love. And when you look at it in that terms, every time you look, if you put those words in there, every time you see the word charity in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it would open up that chapter a lot to your mind. As to see what God is saying to you. So I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not a sacrificial kind of giving love. I'm as a tinkling brass or sounding cymbal. See, all of a sudden it really opens that up for you. See, a lot of people just put the word love there. Well, phooey, that doesn't mean nothing. But when it's a sacrificial kind of giving love, whew, and then it goes on to describe that sacrificial kind of giving love. Sacrificial kind of giving love bears all things, hopes all things, and so on and so forth. It tells you what it does. And then at the end of the chapter, it says, these three things, faith, hope, and a sacrificial kind of giving love, but of these that abide all the time, a sacrificial kind of giving love is what abides even more. So, you want something that's going to stick? Have a sacrificial kind of giving love. Chapter 14. We find that, no, Paul did not say that we're not supposed to speak with tongues. Although when you read the chapter very carefully, he said very carefully that it was more important to prophesy, that is, to preach, to give the make sure people had understanding of what you were saying. Because if you spoke in an unknown tongue, like a lot of people try to talk about while they're speaking in tongues, well, I'm speaking in an unknown tongue. He said, if everybody spoke in unknown tongues, and someone came in that was an unbeliever, they're going to think, well, everybody is mad here. Everybody is basically crazy. And they're not going to come to Christ. But if everybody preached and made everything edifying, which means uplifting and clarified, that person who comes in that's not saved, they're going to say, now I understand. They're going to fall down on their face and they're going to ask Jesus Christ to save them. Now, which is more important, to see that lost person walk out or see that lost person get saved? Well, you're going to say, well, it's more, if you have concern for lost souls, you're going to say the second is more important, seeing the person get saved. But if you don't have a concern for lost souls, you're not really going to care about that. All you'll care about is, well, hey, I got to have this unknown tongue. But yet at the same time, Paul said, we shouldn't forbid to speak in tongues. But what he said is not to worry about the tongue so much as to worry about the prophesying and edification, uplifting. And if people are going to speak in tongues, make sure there's an interpreter. That way, edification is still in force. Amen. All right, chapter 15, the very beginning of the chapter. He tells us what the gospel is. Because many people wonder what the gospel is. Well, he defines it. He says, I declared unto you that which I received, that how Christ died according to the scriptures, that he was buried and rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And he says, this is the gospel. Now, anything more than that, anything added more than that to the scriptures as the gospel is another gospel. And when we get to Galatians, we're going to find out what he says to do with that sort of person. But yet, even at the end of chapter 16, he tells us what to do with that person. But in 1 Corinthians 15, he said, this is the gospel. And then, of course, like I said, chapter 16 ends it with a forceful reminder that you let them be anathema maranatha. In short, you let them be accursed. That's a pretty heavy indictment. When they won't listen, let them go. Amen. All right. So that's kind of short but quick commentary on 1 Corinthians 13 through 16. But now, Ruthie, would you mind going in there, give us a commercial real quick? And once you do that, we're going to have a short commercial break here. And then as soon as we're done with that, I'm going to come in with a message for you out of John chapter 14. Amen.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Amen. All right. We're going to have a little message here out of John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6 tonight. You got your Bible handy there, Ruth? All righty. We're going to go to John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. And hopefully this will be uplifting to somebody who may have, in the recent past, may have lost a loved one. But at the same time, knowing that
what Jesus has to say about our promised place where we're going to go. Amen. And the title of my message is, Are You Going to This Place? Amen. All right, Ruthie.
John 14, 1 through 6.
Yep.
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Amen.
Amen. Beautiful.
Now, you notice he starts out here. He starts out with the question. Starts out with the question or the thought. In my Father's house are many mansions. Now, you notice he didn't say rooms.
Amen.
It's not going to be some little room in the corner of Glory Land as to where someone's going to have a little corner room in the corner of Glory Land and all this stuff. Nope. He says that there's in his Father's house, the new Jerusalem, the new heavenly city, it's going to come down. There's going to be many mansions. Now, if you've been paying attention on Saturday nights, another little plug for that, but that's okay. He says, Ruth's been talking to us on Saturday nights about the new heavenly home that we're going to be getting. The New Jerusalem. And if you paid attention, there's a size for that city. 15,000 furlongs. I believe she said it was. Now, that actually measures out to a 1,500 mile cube. Square, as high as it is wide, and as high as it is wide as it is deep, 1,500 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we was to measure that off in 1 mile cubes, one by one, mm-hmm. You can imagine. Now, a mansion don't take up a mile, but you can imagine how many mansions there would be if you put one on each little corner. There would be so many, it'd be like, whew, mind-boggling. Because
mm-hmm.
On the first row, you'd have 15,000 going just one direction, and that's on just the first line. You do that, keep going for 15,000 by 15,000. Multiply that out.
Wow. That's a lot.
And that's, mind you, on the first floor.
Right.
Now multiply that by 15,000.
Wow, it's just getting too big a number.
Okay. Anyone got their computer, their calculator out there? Come on, let's do a little multiplication. 15,000 times 15,000 times 15,000.
Did you tell me go do it?
No. I'm just letting you get the idea of how many mansions would be there. These are not little rooms, okay?
Right.
He said mansions.
Mm-hmm.
And I take God at his word. When he said mansions, I said mansions. I'll say mansions with him.
Yeah.
Now, once he says, Father's house, there's many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you.
Right.
Meaning, if it was rooms, he would have told us it was rooms.
True.
God, you've heard someone say, I didn't stutter.
Yeah.
I said it. I haven't stuttered. Well, that's what God was saying. Jesus was saying,
yeah.
Hey, I didn't stutter. What I said, I said.
Right.
When I said mansions, I meant mansions.
Right. True.
Then he goes on to say, I go and prepare a place.
Right.
See, at that point, he had to go and prepare.
Yeah.
He had to go prepare the places.
Okay.
For you, for me, for each person.
Right.
And I'm sorry, Joanne Liebler and Dean Johnson. You can't do as good a job as God did.
Amen.
Okay? He's going to create us a place to outbeat anything Dean Johnson and Joanne Liebler ever did, okay, on Home Time. Any of you that are fans of Home Time will know what I'm talking about. But, I mean, God could do a lot better job than them two. And then, he says, I go prepare a place for you that where I am, you may be also. Now, of course, he says that where I am, ye may be also. Now, of course, Doubting Thomas had to get in with this one. He says, but, Lord, now, we don't know where you're going, and how can we know the way? That'd be like saying, well, Lord, you say you're going on a trip,
mm-hmm.
but you haven't given us directions to get where you're going.
Right.
We can't put it in our GPS unit.
Yeah.
Can't put it in our GPS unit. We don't know where to go. We have to have an address. And then Jesus says something that's very profound here, verse 6. He says, Thomas, you want to know the way?
Mm.
You're looking at the way.
Right.
I'm the address that you need to put in your GPS.
Amen.
Jesus. He says, I am the singular way. He didn't say I am a way. He didn't say I'm one of many ways. He says, I am the singular way. Isn't that awesome? You don't have to guess. It says, I am the truth. He didn't say I'm one of many options for truth. He's saying that he is the only truth. And he says, at last, I am the life. Now, he didn't say I am a type of lifestyle that you could take and enjoy. He says, I am the life. And this really is what gets the Jews going, gets their juices going, and they didn't like it so much. When he says, no one comes to the Father but by me. You want your way? You want to know? Of course, a GPS here on earth ain't going to be able to guide you to heaven. But Jesus gave you the blueprint. He gave you the map. He said, you go through him. He told us in John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, for God so loved, as I mentioned earlier, agape, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. There was this Philippian jailer. And Paul and Silas went in there into this jail. They were being incarcerated. And while incarcerated, all the bonds of every prisoner came popping off. While Peter and Silas are in there, Paul and Silas was in there singing songs and praising God. But the interesting thing is, not one of those prisoners ran away. And back in that day, a Roman guard, a Roman warden of a prison, if there was any chance of a prisoner escaping, it would have meant their life. So he was ready to commit suicide himself, knowing that he was going to end up losing his life anyhow. And just at that time, from inside the bowels of that prison, Paul yelled out, "Don't harm yourself, we're all here." Now that's interesting. Why? Because all those other prisoners didn't go anywhere. They saw something in Paul and Silas that they wanted. They wanted what those men had. For those two to be sitting there singing and praising God, even in the midst of prison, they wanted it. So that jailer come crawling in there. He said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said to him in response, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." And more to the point, as well as your house. Paul put it this way in the book of Romans. He says, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Now, who can do it? Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Well, what must you do? Well, other than believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, nothing. Well, what if I do all kinds of good works and pray every day and do all this just to get saved? "For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." It also says in Titus 3:5, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us." So coming back to John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Now, for those who have lost a loved one, if they already knew Christ, the Bible says they went to go to their heavenly reward to get into their mansion. But if you don't know Christ, you're not going to follow them. But you can. You can. You could follow them tonight. You can make this night your night and follow them by accepting Christ as your Savior. All you need to do is say a little prayer, something like this. Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I cannot earn my way into heaven. I know, Lord, that I deserve hell for my sins. But I realize, Lord, that you can cleanse me from all my sins and put my feet upon a path to your glorious reward. Lord Jesus, I ask you to be my Lord and Savior this minute, this hour, this day, this week, this year, till I expire and give up the ghost. So, Lord Jesus, take the wheel of my life and let me be your child. In your name I pray, amen. Now, if you prayed something like that and you meant it in your heart, you are now a child of his. And if you are listening by phone, the 424-243-9617 number, press the number 1, let us know of your newfound joy so we can rejoice with you. If you're listening via internet, write me at feelntouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do with your fingertips all together. This is all one word. You put it together. Feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L. The letter N is Nancy. Touch, T-O-U-C-H, like you do with your fingertips. King, like the guy who sits on a throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, @gmail.com. And in your subject line, write testimony. And in the body of your email, tell us about your decision. Tell me about your decision to accept Christ tonight. And then I'll pass along your newfound joy to the people. We won't embarrass you by using your name or anything, but we will say that someone is one of the listeners through this program has founded their newfound joy, and we will rejoice with you. We'd like to hear from you. Amen. And with that, that is the end of my message for tonight. Amen. So we're going to get ready for Ruthie and the Bloodhound of Scripture and see how well our sniffers are doing.
Yeah, this is that pepper trout. Yeah. I'm too easy here.
Amen. All righty.
It's funny, I mean, if you don't get this one, especially I wouldn't even mention something in here that's very obvious.
All right. Now, let's see if six is ready.
Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, came to pass, comma, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, comma, Moses' minister, comma, saying, comma. That's a tougher trap like you wouldn't believe.
Amen. Okay, we're going to give six a chance to see if he can answer that. But if not, I believe I've got it.
I can do it again.
Want to do it one more time while we give six a chance to see if he can find it?
This is a hard one in a way. Somewhat it's easy, but you got to listen.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass, comma, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, comma, Moses' minister, comma, saying, comma.
All right. Now, go make sure his mic is open.
Okay.
Let's make sure at least his poor mic is open first here, Rudy.
Yeah, I got to make sure he's all there.
Because he won't be able to answer if his mic ain't open.
Yeah, you and him
are both on. All right, six. She said your mic is open. You think you got an answer for that one?
Just a moment.
All while you're looking that up, I'm going to encourage people to go to paypal.com. That's paypal.com. And while they're on there, enter the email address, 6Eyes6. Deuteronomy? No. Not Deuteronomy.
It's close, though. I mean, the book's closer than the other book. It's clearer. It's near that.
Yeah. Like I said, while they're on there, go to and pay. Put in the email address, 6Eyes6@gmail.com, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6@gmail.com. In the box for the amount of donation or love gift, well, it comes from your heart, no matter how big or small. And God will not only bless you, but we at 6Eyes Radio, thank you very much. Amen. All right. Had to put that little plug in there while 6 is trying to figure it out. It's not in Deuteronomy.
No.
I think I know.
Mm.
Let's see if I could at least give the book. Joshua.
Yes.
And I'll even go further. Let's see. I think it's going to be Joshua chapter 1.
You got the right chapter, but I ain't paying the verse.
Okay. 6, you want to try to find the verse?
I flunked.
Okay. Joshua 1 and verse 1.
Yeah, because I kind of give it away. I might as well just explain why. Now after the death of Moses, he died, and then Joshua took over. The servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying. See, he put him in charge after Moses was leaving.
It was. That's what gave it away, 6. I mean, that was pretty obvious.
But, you know, it kind of gave an indication it was in Joshua, who knows where, you know, it's like, you know. See.
But away, when as soon as they said that, I said, I knew where that was, Joshua 1-1.
Mikhail's probably laughing at me thinking, no, I mean, I gave it one too easy.
What, 6?
It just goes to show you that coffee is needed instead of Pepsi. That's all that is. Amen.
Amen.
And the pink lemonade didn't work for me either.
But it worked all right with me. All right. So now to be sniffed out by Sunday is the following.
Okay, let me get over there. Okay. Now this one you're going to love, y'all. It is. And did all eat the same spiritual meat, semicolon.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. They just still think it might have been one of M's.
Very short one. Okay, do it again.
She comes up with the best ones I've ever seen. Okay. And did all eat the same spiritual meat, semicolon. I could do it again if you need.
One more time.
And did all eat the same spiritual meat, semicolon. It's another pepper trap. So.
It sure sounds like one, but I think I know where that is because I've heard that one before, but I ain't saying.
No,
all right. So it's what we got to sniff out by Sunday. Yeah, man. Emily thinks she's got me on this one, but I think I've got it already.
That's a good one, boy. She comes up with some real good ones.
I think I got this one.
She surprised me.
So,
that's a good
alrighty.
Feeling.
You go, girl. She has a good feeling, good. I think she's out to sleep, but she did a good job.
So, alrighty. What we'll do is we're going to let Ruthie give us a closing prayer here.
Well, dear Lord, we thank you for the program today, and we just thank you that you are our Savior, Lord. And June 20th, 1974 was my date when you came in my heart. So I'm an old one. I'm 60 years old now, so somebody can do a little subtraction there. You've been there a long time for me, but I'm sorry. I haven't been always where I should be. So I know you forgive me for anything I've done, and I just love and praise your name. Thank you for coming into my heart. Thank you for the program and everybody on it, and bless them, and if they're on needs, if they're sick or whatever, you can take care of whatever it is. Be with my sweetie tonight, too. He's got something wrong tonight. He don't feel good, so we just want to praise and bless your name. Amen.
Amen. All righty, then.
Amen.
feel better. Huh?
I said feel better.
I plan on it. And I just got a little infection in my right eye, so, but I have taken drops for it.
Pink eye? Conjunctivitis?
No, not like that. It's just a regular infection.
Oh.
It's something minor.
Okay. Okay.
But anyway.
Well. Good night. Thanks for listening.
Yep. God bless. And we'll catch you all tomorrow on the Jumbo Braille program. And we're going to be starting a new book tomorrow. So join us for that.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
We'll catch you tomorrow. God bless.
There she is.
Hey, it's Mama. And God bless, Mama Six.
God bless you.
All Amen.
Right. Amen.
We'll catch you all tomorrow.
All right.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.